The city of Philadelphia can continue to get federal grant money for public safety, and it will not have to change its policies intended to protect unauthorized immigrants. Those were the rulings of a federal judge today. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney called it a, quote, total and complete victory for the city's immigrants.
After U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions tried to attach new strings to a federal grant Philly has received for years, the city sued to get the new conditions thrown out. What Sessions wanted was for immigration agents to have unlimited access to look for people to deport in city jails. And Sessions wanted local police to hold on to people suspected of being in the country illegally for extra time so U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials could pick them up. The city said they wouldn't do that. And now, a federal judge has issued a final ruling that the city doesn't have to. When the ruling came down, Kenny was videoed doing a jig and high-fiving a city staffer.
A sanctuary city!
Yeah!
Later, at a press conference at City Hall, the mayor continued to celebrate.
It is a ruling that should make clear to Attorney General Sessions that federal grant dollars cannot be used for political shakedowns.
Philadelphia City Solicitor Marcel Pratt underlined something Judge Michael Bailson wrote in his ruling, that the president and AG have used false facts about immigrants to justify its crackdown on those in the country illegally. Pratt says that kind of rhetoric was also used to defend its attempt at trying to withhold grant funding from Philadelphia.
Public statements of President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions asserting that immigrants commit more crimes than native-born citizens are inaccurate and do not justify the Attorney General's conduct in any way.
Kenny said Sessions wanted to turn local police and prison officials into ICE agents.
And once that word goes out that our police were going to be junior ICE agents, there's no immigrant that's undocumented that would talk to them about anything, whether their automobile was stolen or whether they were robbed at gunpoint or whether they witnessed a murder, they would never come forward.
Officials from the Department of Justice did not return requests for comment. In a footnote in his ruling, Bailson said trying to use federal courts to deport 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally is, quote, completely unrealistic. Bailson wrote, from a judge's point of view, Congress needs to act. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.